Larry, in this conversation with Skip Level Talks, what I wanted to kind of share with the audience is, what is a skip level talk? Because not everybody knows what that is.
Okay, that's easy. If you're the leader, the VP of sales, the global sales leader, whatever you're called, the CRO, when you take the time to go a couple levels below where you are to get information. So if I'm a CRO, that might mean going to a sales manager. You know, if I'm a VP of sales, that might mean going to a sales rep. But you're going a couple of levels below where you are to try to get some information that you think it can, you know, help the business. And I just think they're really important to do so that you stay attached to what's actually going on during the sales process of your organization. So, you know, it's a skip. That's why I call it a skip level. You're not going to the level that directly reports to you. You're going somewhere below that level and you're getting information.
Why are skip levels important for leaders?
Well, they're important because if something is happening that's really good in your organization, but you're only seeing it in pockets and rather than across the board, it's good to find it, to sit down with the people that are executing at a real high level, especially when it comes to individual contributors and sellers. It's really nice to be able to go call in, talk to those folks and get a firsthand feedback as to, you know, how they're able to be successful. Why are they so successful at executing where others are not? And, you know, it's hard to get that. Even if you're very close to your team, you can get a feel for what it is, but to actually talk to the individuals that are executing out there in the field, it gives you the raw data, and it's very useful to you when you start messaging to other people in the organization as to what's happening and why you're being successful. But it also can be helpful if things aren't going so well, and if you're losing opportunities or losing deals, to go below the sales management level and talk directly to the sellers and get some feedback and what the challenges are at, and get some feedback as to why they haven't met those challenges.
When do you utilize those skip levels?
I can remember when I was at the Tamberg organization, and we were working on, you know, we sold, you know, infrastructure solutions, video infrastructure solutions. And we had, you know, this one really hit me hard because we had some bridge technology that we thought was pretty good. And we started to hear rumblings in the sales force that there was a newcomer in the business. And at that time, that newcomer was Codian. And they were being very successful at beating us when it came to video infrastructure. And we were a bigger company, much stronger at the time. We had a full suite of products. And so typically we would have an advantage in that area because we had a full suite of products. But this company, this small company, was doing extremely well. And I remember reaching out to one of my sellers at the time and asking him, you know, what is it about this product? And the seller admitted to me that they had gone to get a demo of the product. And you know, they went to see it. Now, this was one of my top guys, so I was a little nervous that they had actually gotten a demo of the product, because that means they're talking to that company. So I'm a little nervous, and he crystallized for me the problem in a way that made it easy for me to talk about the product to some of the leaders of the company. And it was that he told me it felt like he was cheating on his wife when he went to see the product, and that the product really worked really well, and he felt really, you know, odd. He had an odd feeling about it.
How did that hit you when he said that?
Well, that means that, you know, maybe they got a product that's better than what we have. Maybe that's a real thing, you know, for someone to characterize it that way. And that's just one of the many stories that I have about skip level engagements. In that case, ultimately Tamberg bought Codian. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Tamberg bought Codian. I think it was probably instrumental in the acquisition of Tamberg by Cisco. I'm not saying that skip level was the reason, but I think that him being able to raise the issue in a way that was made it easy for me to talk about it. So when the discussion came up with my leadership team, I could say, honestly, we got a problem.
What's the strategy? Like, are you just like, hey, let me get 15 minutes with you? Are you setting up a calendar, or is this just like you walk in or you just pick up the phone call? How are you deploying the skip level?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. When you ride with a seller, you go out and visit your customers with a seller. When you're going to the meeting and when you're coming from the meeting or before and after the meeting, you have a chance to talk to the seller. If you're talking to them in preparation for the meeting, those are natural ways of getting information. You haven't formalized it as a skip level session, but that's exactly what it is. You're talking to them about the business. Or, you know, back before, you know, you had the remote offices, the skip level sessions could take place just walking around the office. You sit down and talk to a person, you know, without scheduling. I would say 80% of my skip level sessions were not scheduled. Now, there is a time to have a formalized skip level. And typically that's when things have really, I would say that's more when things are not going well. You're not having a meeting just to find out how this person is executing so well. I like to do those for when they're not executing so well. But when you formalize it, sometimes when there's just a big problem going on, maybe your customer satisfaction is way down. You need to get, you know, 10 or 15 sellers in a room and just let them brainstorm and vent as to what's going on. That's a nice formalized skip level where you bring in the people. But that's when the problem has gotten a little bit out of hand and you need to rapidly get a whole bunch of opinions at one time.
Are you going after your top performers, low performers?
I'm 90% of the time I'm going after my top performers. They're executing despite any challenges we might have, and they're executing because there's some things that we do really well. And so I can get a full menu of things from them. Low performers who aren't doing that well, I hit those as well, but I'd say that's probably 20% of the time.
To kind of like wrap this up with really the last question, for those who aren't doing skip levels and are in leadership, whether it's, you know, director level, VP level.
If you're not doing them, then your sense of urgency about your business is probably not where it needs to be. You can always learn from the people that are out there executing against the message that you want them. The people, for instance, skip levels just don't apply to messages to customers and stuff. It applies to sales comp plan. You can do a skip level and find out you got a problem with your sales comp plan. If you do a skip level and find out, well, if we tweak this just this little bit, it'd make a major difference. That's huge for your business. If you're not doing them, it just means, I'm not saying you're not going to figure it out, but you're going to figure it out slower than you'd figure
out. Maybe a little too late, too.
You hope not too late, but absolutely, it can be too late.
Okay, awesome. Well, Larry, I appreciate you taking time to speak about this one very much.
All right.
And to the next episode.
Okay, thanks, man.